7997 Power FM. We are Lusaka's number one.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Good morning. This is your weekly recap, and these are your headlines. State Council Sakwiba Sikota warned Zambia risk becoming a failed state amid suppression of freedoms. Voter registration turnout in Lusaka district started at slow pace. In international news, former Kenyan Prime Minister Raila Odinga died aged 80. In sports, give the Chipolopolo a local coach demanded Chamanga.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Juma. In local news on Monday, senior lawyer Sakwiba Sikota, State Council, warned that Zambia is sliding towards becoming a failed state, citing increasing suppression of basic freedoms and selective application of the law. Mr. Sikota expressed concern that citizens are now afraid to freely express themselves on social media for fear of arrest or harassment, especially when their opinions are critical of the government or the ruling United Party for National Development. Speaking on the Power Breakfast Show, State Council Sikota argued that government's intolerance of dissent and its use of state institutions to silence opposing voices reflect on an erosion of democratic values and a growing disregard for the rule of law. he also criticized that he termed selective justice, where individuals perceived to be opponents of the ruling party are arrested on allegations such as promoting tribalism or being rude, while those aligned with the government are spared. Mr. Sikota further urged the government to engage sincerely and respectfully with the church and other stakeholders, noting that the exclusion of these key voices, such as in recent formation of the Constitutional Review Technical Committee, has fueled mistrust and division. He emphasized that genuine dialogue, inclusivity, and respect for fundamental freedoms are essential to restoring public confidence in government institutions and safeguarding Zambia's democracy.
We were not consulted. We are an involved party.
Okay.
When I say we are not just talking about UOP, I'm going to ask any of the other political parties. Mm-hmm. They were not consulted. The only ones who were consulted perhaps were MMD, you know, those that are basically extensions of UPND.
Mm-hmm.
But ask any of the others if they were consulted. None of them were. Not even the ones who have got representation in parliament.
Mm-hmm.
Failed state in that basic freedoms of Zambians are trampled upon. You know, if you even just go on social media, it tells you the story. People, when there's something which has been posted, some story, they'll say things that I would have commented, but I don't have a good lawyer. I'm sure you've seen that. That does not happen in a state which is free. That happens in a failed state where the people are afraid to even express themselves.
Voter registration ahead of the 2026 general elections began in Lusaka district, with education facilitators deployed in all the 38 wards in the district to sensitize communities and provide referrals to registration centers. And Lusaka District Publicity Voter Education Coordinator, Namakao Pumulo, said the voter registration process started on schedule in Lusaka, emphasizing that the exercise aims to register eligible voters and provide various services, including replacement of lost voter cards, change of polling districts, and updating of voter information. Ms. Pumulo has therefore encouraged residents to visit their nearest registration centres, which will be open from 08 hours to 17 hours every day.
So as a district, we have deployed a total number of 186 kits across all seven constituencies in Lusaka to aid this very important process. I also have on the ground what we call the voter education facilitators. So these are the foot soldiers who are currently deployed in all the 38 wards, giving sensitization to our communities and really acting as referrals in terms of telling people where our kits are currently deployed. For those whose voters' cards have been defaced, you can also come and have your voter's card replaced. And then, of course, you know, from the period 2020 to now, people could have changed names and wish to maybe add a name to their voter's card. That's also another service that we'll be offering. For those that might have previously lost their voter's cards, the uniformed officers that have been designated at registration centers will be issuing free police reports for this particular process.
In more local news, on Thursday, President Hakainde Hichilema officially commissioned the United Capital Fertilizer Plant in Chilanga District, Lusaka Province. The $1.4 billion investment has the capacity to produce up to 800,000 metric tons of urea fertilizer per year. Speaking during the commissioning, President Hichilema described the development as a major milestone in the government's efforts to attract key investments across various sectors of the economy. The head of state said the plant will not only boost Zambia's economy, but also contribute significantly to the country's food security and agricultural growth. President Hichilema emphasized that the investment will create numerous opportunities for local communities while supporting vital sectors such as mining and the production of electric vehicle batteries. He further called on Zambians to support such initiatives, noting that they are crucial to driving industrialization and sustainable national development.
So this is a triple occasion
that brought us here. And I would like we the Zambians to celebrate these components that have come about as a result of the